From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to begin on Capitol Hill this hour, where there is hope for a breakthrough on a resolution opposing the president's buildup of troops in Iraq. Two competing bills have been combined, theoretically increasing the chances that the new version will get through the Senate. President Bush's Republican allies say they'll do their best to stop it. And the compromise is also drawing criticism from some Democrats who say it is too weak. We'll talk with the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in a few minutes. He's supporting the bill. First, NPR's David Wellna lays out the debate from the Capitol.
The deal struck last night means there will be only one anti-troop buildup resolution on the Senate floor, not two competing ones. It's basically a resolution that Virginia Republican John Warner crafted, with some language added that sets benchmarks for progress in Iraq and vows funds won't be cut off for troops in the field. The Senate's number two Republican, Trent Lott, opposes that resolution, and he admitted today the compromise has complicated his job.
You look, the chessboard changed last night. Everybody had to go back and I think we had them checkmated. Now everybody's going back and looking at the position of their pawns.
Despite the efforts to make the resolution more attractive to the president's allies, Lott says it's still unacceptable.
The first resolve clause is a non-starter. To say that we oppose the plan, which does include, among other things, the 21,500. I mean, everybody wanted a plan. Everybody wanted to change the status quo. The president came up with a plan, which does include a lot more than just putting troops in Baghdad. And now we're saying, are we opposed to that? That's a non-starter.
And Arizona's John Kyle, another member of the Republican leadership, warned colleagues today that backing such a resolution sends a dangerous message.
We cannot send that message to our troops and to their families, that we disagree with the mission that we're putting them in harm's way to try to achieve.
Our leadership obviously has been pretty aggressive in urging members to not sign on. I don't think that's any secret.
Maine Republican Susan Collins is a co-sponsor of the non-binding resolution opposing the troop surge.
I believe that the changes we made will help us gather broader bipartisan support for the resolution, which has been our goal all along.
Still, Collins admits the resolution may not have the 60 votes it needs to come to a vote. A number of Republicans remain uncommitted, even though they oppose a troop surge. Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter is one of them.
Before I'm prepared to decide which way to vote, aye or nay, on any of the resolutions, I want to be part of that deliberative process. I hear the debate, join in the discussion, raise questions.
Further complicating things is pushback by some Democrats who say the resolution's been too watered down and that it puts senators on record as opposing using their power of the purse to withdraw troops from Iraq. Connecticut's Chris Dodd, who's running for president, said unless the resolution's changed, he won't vote for it.
I'd rather there be 50 votes or 45 votes for something meaningful that sends a clear message than 80 votes for something that has less value at this point. We've arrived at that moment. This is not 3 years ago or 2 years ago. We're being asked to send 21,000 young Americans into a cauldron. And we ought to be able to do better than a resolution here that merely brings 70 people together that doesn't have any effect on whether or not they're going to be put in that situation.
Still, Dodd said he would vote in favor of allowing the resolution to be brought up in the Senate. Another Democrat, Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, also opposes the resolution, but has not said whether he'd cast one of the crucial votes needed for its consideration. Meanwhile, Republican John McCain, who supports the troop buildup, said he's moving ahead with a rival resolution that sets benchmarks. Today, McCain scoffed at the addition of benchmarks to the anti-troop buildup resolution.
It's all about withdrawal or not withdrawal, okay? I mean, that's what it's all about. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Debates expected to begin on the resolution early next week. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.